This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. What Was Mary's Song? By Carol Stein. When faced with an unbelievable situation, we often fall back on our upbringing, education, or experience to deal with it. Mary's reaction to the announcement from the angel in Luke 1 shows her faith was based on historical events that she knew were true. Mary praised God in a song of praise, the Magnificat recorded in Luke 1:46-55, that reflected the history of God's faithfulness to her people and relayed her awareness of the promise of the Messiah. We see from this song that Mary must have known she was the long-awaited chosen woman to bear the child that would crush Satan's head. The thoughts in Mary's song clearly point toward the coming of the Messiah. But Mary's song also shows that she knew her history, and she knew Jewish religious teachings. Again, she had a faith built on historical events that she knew to be true. Here is the song, line by line. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. Luke 1:46-48a, NIV, C 1 Samuel 2:1-2, Isaiah 61:10. Expressions of praise were repeated from prophets and patriarchs when they realized God had chosen them as servants. This refrain is found in the Psalms as well. What an attitude. Instead of, I'm so worthy that God has chosen me, it is, I'm unworthy, but God has given me the gift of serving him. We need to realize that it is an honor and a privilege to serve the Most High God. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Luke 1:48b and 49, NIV. See Genesis 3:15, Isaiah 7:13 and 14, Malachi 3:12. Mary realized this would be the seed that would crush Satan's head. She knew the messianic prophecies in Isaiah. They had been passed on for generations, and she had no reason to think that the account of this great miracle would not continue passing from generation to generation. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. Luke 1:50, NIV. See Genesis 17:1-14, Exodus 15:1 and 2, Psalm 103:17. Mary had grown up with the teachings from the patriarchs and the prophets. God's covenant with Abraham, which opened the door to God's mercy and salvation for the world, was precisely intended to extend from generation to generation. The psalmist celebrated God's patience and protection for the Israelites. The prophets reminded them of God's mercy and warned them not to take it for granted. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. Luke 1:51, NIV, see Exodus 15:3-21, Psalm 89:11 and 12. Moses' and Miriam's praise song, When God Parted the Sea, might have been a pattern for Mary's praise song. To protect them from Pharaoh, God had performed many miracles and literally destroyed the threat from his army. Mary realizes the Messiah will erase the threat of sin, and she accepts her part in the story with humility. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. Luke 1:52, NIV. See 1 Samuel 17. Daniel 4:28-36. God has always proven that those who are great in their own eyes are weak. The stories of David's victory over Goliath and Nebuchadnezzar's vivid dream, which predicted his own demise, are only two of many examples from Jewish history. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. Luke 1:53, NIV. See Isaiah 11:1-5, 55:1-5, Psalm 107:9. All provision comes from God. But clear biblical teaching reminds all generations not to trust in riches, but to trust in God. As a poor woman, Mary realized that God was the one who provided for the poor. She trusted that she could experience God's provision. Isaiah predicts that the Messiah would be a champion for the poor and for justice. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Luke 1:54 and 55, NIV, Isaiah 11:11 and 12, Jeremiah 31:3. Mary concluded her praise song with a reminder that God's faithfulness to his people will never end. Indeed, Isaiah predicted, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9:6 NIV.